November 7th, 6:28 a.m. I'm crossing the street. Going to avoid the sidewalk problem later down the road by crossing early. There we go. And I'm safe.
Good.
It is Monday morning, so there'll be a little more traffic this morning. I'm an hour earlier than I have been in the past, so perhaps it won't be quite so obnoxious today. Having daylight savings time means that the sun rises at 6 instead of at 7, which means I can come out and get the day underway a bit earlier. As some of you know, I went over 45,000 words yesterday. I was pretty certain that I was not going to be able to get a 12,000 word day yesterday, just because so much had gone by the wayside in terms of household maintenance during the week. I had to clean the kitchen several times, had to make an apple pie. I bought a bunch of apples and they were getting squizzly and I had to use them up. Pie didn't come out that good. I'll have to make another one. That's all there is to it. Sometime later. So my goal for yesterday was to break the 45,000 mark, so that today I only have to write 5,000 words to get the official Nano win. 7 days to 50,000 words is a personal best during NaNoWriMo for me. I've written more in a 5-day period. I've written 50,000 words in 5 days, but in a 7-day period. But this was the first time I've done it during the actual NaNoWriMo. So this is cool. I'm good. Story is progressing. I think I'm about 60% of the way through. I think we're going to run between 80 and 90,000 on this book. I'm not sure exactly. I've been wrong before where I got to 40,000 words and thought, okay, I'm halfway. I hope there's enough to fill in the rest. And wind up writing another 100, 150,000 words. So I'm hoping that's not going to be the case, because I'd really like to try to do the twofer idea. I have to be a little bit careful not to be looking ahead too far and sacrifice the quality of this story. It's much more important to have a good quality first draft, one good quality first draft, than it is to have a pair of really drafts. Now, I can fix an draft, but it's a lot of work, and I just assume not do that much work, particularly since the Ravenwood 2, Electric Boogaloo, it started out so well. Not exactly sure what the title of this sucker is going to be. It hasn't come to me yet, which is unusual. Most of the time, the title actually defines the book, as in Ravenwood. This one, not so much. I did have some interesting feedback in the comments about what I might do instead. The latest one was a suggestion that I do some YA science fiction set in the Golden Age universe. And the problem I have with that is that I really don't know YA. It's not a subgenre that I'm really familiar with. A lot of people argue that Cordeshire is YA. It's not. But a lot of people think it is. So we'll see. I don't know. That was an interesting thing, particularly given some of the commentary coming out of the sphere these days. Good morning. Good morning. So that was an interesting notion. I'm not sure I can do it. But part of the reason is, and I left a comment, and I think the comment might have sounded a little snarkier than I intended. But when I was a young adult, when I was in that age bracket, I wasn't reading young adult. I read the Heinlein juveniles and the Alan E. North stuff and the even early Ursula K. Le Guin stuff when I was 8 or 9. And the thought of writing a book for an 8 or 9-year-old right now is sort of like, I don't even want to go there. it's not a place that I'm attracted to in terms of a creative space. Some of the notions about there's not good creative, uplifting, promising science and science fiction for kids anymore is kind of valid. I know when I first read Samuel R. Delaney's Dahlgren, which was not the first post-apocalyptic science fiction I'd ever run into, but perhaps the one that had the biggest effect on me. It seems like there's more and more post-apocalypto. And while there's a certain part of me that says, yeah, let's erase it and start over and see if we can tell different stories if we start over, another part of me says, there's a lot of people doing that right now, so why don't I focus on trying to do something different, which really is my goal. The steampunk idea is a good one. I think somebody mentioned that they would vote for that one. I like the idea. I'm not sure about Africa. That's an interesting question. I don't know if Key and Pip would have a problem with it. Probably not, as long as I didn't actually mention the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. And there is rumor that there will be a Volume 2, which I will also be invited to participate in, so perhaps I should hold off until I get another chance at a short for that world. I don't know where I go with it now. Interesting idea. So I'll have to go back and look at their story Bible and see what I can see. Crossing the street to try not to get hit. Alrighty. So 45,000 and change. I'm well under 5,000 words for the day in order to break the 50K. It is not the end of the book, but it does mark that milestone, the all-important win milestone. That win milestone gets me a 50% off coupon for buying the Windows version of Shrivener. Scrivener. It doesn't cost that much to begin with. It's sort of the idea of the thing, more than the actual money. So I don't know. It was a goal. Looks like I'm going to make it. I have to do it today. Got to get it moving. I have some other chores that I have to do today, but that's the important one. The other thing I have to do is get a copy of Ravenwood up to the post office and get it weighed using their scale so that I know that I've got the right weight on the postage meter. And then we can start putting up a page for ordering Ravenwood from my site. I'm a little loath to do that, but the reality is that people are not most of the people who are waiting to buy from my site aren't people who are going to buy from Amazon anyway. So the notion that will somehow, and here I am falling into the mainstream media trap, that it will somehow cannibalize my Amazon sales and harm my sales rank is, I'm not quite thinking clearly on that one, obviously. So we need to deal with that today as well and get people so they can start reading the book. So that'll be today, I think. I'll break 5,000. I've got to do a little bit of shopping. I've got an appointment later this morning. And then this afternoon, I'll put up the shop, the store, the storefront, and add Ravenwood to it. Doing the paper, the physical copy sales is going to be the challenge, and only because I need to find out the correct weight. And the only way I can do that reliably is to take one to the post office. So we'll get that taken care of this morning as well. Well, today, I don't know if I'll get to it this morning or not. 5,000 words is still a good amount of words. 4,300. And I haven't got that many. I haven't done that much writing this morning. Usually I have an hour between 6 and 7 to do a bit of writing. So I've got a 1,000-word jump on the day before I start my walk. But starting at 6 o'clock, I don't have that 1,000-word kick to start the day. So I'm going to have to go home, put the podcast up, and then shut off TweetDeck and get into actually doing the writing thing. It shouldn't be too difficult. We're at a kind of pivotal point in the story at this juncture where Tanith has revealed some of her secret to a couple of people on board and is about to do a little more exciting stuff. Mostly what she's been doing is washing dishes. I know. Very exciting. But it's been such an interesting trip for her to be traveling. There's a couple of loose ends. I've got a beta reader who identified a couple of rough spots in the early bit. But generally speaking, beta readers are saying, yeah, you know, this is pretty darn good. So that's good. I'm feeling better now. I've got a couple of eyeballs on the story as it's rolling out. So we'll see. Monday. What else am I thinking about? Joel Friedman is a self-publishing guy. He's a book layout format expert, a longtime publisher, typographer. I started following him back when I was looking at doing self-pub back in 2009. His Twitter stream is, he's one of these people who insists on posting links to good quality content and does very little actual conversation on Twitter. It wasn't used to be like that. He used to do a lot more of it. But once in a while, he'll tweet something. I really don't follow him on Twitter that much, but I have him in my feed reader, so I see when he has new content coming out to his blog. And there was a post this morning about 6 meta tips for, marketing or something. And I went over to see if it was another one of the blog early enough and make sure you put the follow, have the widget in the, and it's like, nah. There's people who put a formula, a recipe up as if marketing is a pie. It's not how it works. If it were that easy, if it were that simple, if it were that brain dead, then mainstream would have only a string of bestsellers, and they don't. So that's the test. They have all the time and money to do the research, and yet they still screw up. Why? Because it's not a recipe. But anyway, I went back and I looked at the post, and it was actually, surprised me, quite good. Not that Joel's content isn't often quite good. It's just that from a marketing perspective, I thought it was very interesting. The one piece that I really took issue with is this notion of book publishing as a self-publishing in particular as a marathon. I keep hearing this over and over again. It's a marathon. It's not a marathon. There's no lining up. Nobody's going to fire a gun, and you're all going to start off at the same time, and you're going to make a race of it. And you're going to get to the end some interminable time later where someone is going to click the stopwatch and say, okay, here's your time. You're going to burst through the yellow tape, your arms in the air in jubilation and having finished. No, that's not going to happen. It's not a race. There is no begin. There is no end. There's just every day, which makes it not a race, but a way of life. And I've said this several times in several different venues, that it's not a race. It's not a marathon. It's a way of life. It's what you do every day. Whether you have a full-time job and you have to figure out a way to work in what you want to do, you want to work in what you're passionate about, or whether, like me, and this is a particularly difficult lesson for me to admit to not having learned, and you're a full-time writer, then that way of life idea becomes more poignant, more important. There's no other thing that really should be getting in the way of my writing. The idea that I'm choking myself off by examining my process, oh God, I hate that phrase, in minute detail, and by doing so, choking off the thing that I actually love the most, as I have proved to myself over the last week. Letting urgent get in the way of important, letting dishes get in the way of characters. This is not a good way to do. This is a problem in my way of life, and one of the things that I hope to address in the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks. I should have a good 21-day habit formed where I do my writing and I do my work. I pay attention to my passion early in the day and get it so that later in the day when I begin to get a little bit tired and I'm not going to be able to continue this breakneck, frenetic 8,000, 9,000, maybe even a 10,000 day for month after month. It's at most a very short period of time where I can really hold that level of focus. But 5,000 words is doable. 5,000 words is a NaNoWriMo every 10 days. 5,000 words is a book every 20 days with 10 days off. That's a book a month and not a whole month. So there's room in there for editing, for podcasting, for doing other things to renew my mind. There's room in there for reading and for taking care of the stuff that doesn't happen when I'm locked at the keyboard for 10, 12, 14 hours a day. So yeah, interesting read, and it was a good exercise for me to get my mind around some of these ideas this morning. And I posted a very long comment on his blog and then tweeted. Several people picked it up today, so maybe it's not just me thinking about this stuff. Crossing over the street, going into the backyard, trying to pick my way through the broken limbs. I should have gone around. Oh well. I did make it eventually. And here I am at the back gate, reminding you that tomorrow is another day.